public attitude is also one of the important factor influencing the hospital utilization, because certain type of people may require certain type of health care. So there may be the requirement of the health care for patient belonging to Muslim community may be different from the healthcare facilities required by the Hindu community. For example, the practice of circumcision is very much common in Muslim community, whereas the disposal of dead bodies by burning is common in Hindus. So customs, religious attitude and behavior also affect the hospital utilization. Hospital utilization cannot be complete without considering the hospital bottlenecks. The efficiency with which the support services support and reinforce the hospital organization has direct influence on hospital utilization. It is like demand for the health service is more than the healthcare professional available and healthcare infrastructure available. And because of this, there is always overcrowding of the patient in the casualty ward, emergency ward, overcrowding or floor bed of the patient in the general medicine ward, in orthopedic, cardiology, etc. So these also shows that since this department requires more patients, therefore more hospital beds, concentrated hospital efforts should be given toward this. Internal organization, high degree of specialization, where specialist department function as watertight compartment, result in the segmentation of the hospital. So different concept of organizational behavior may lead to intra-departmental conflict. For example, cardiology department is a highly notorious department because in the hospital they are the most revenue earning department. But the problem is that these departments are usually run by cardiologists who are super specialized, and therefore one cardiologist do not try to be dictated by the other cardiologist, because everyone has got their own lifestyle, own way of treating the patient, and this lead to conflict or aggressive behavior within the department. So it is the duty of the hospital administrator to give importance and timely importance to everyone, so that smooth functioning of the work culture exists in a particular hospital setup without any organizational conflict. Then certain type of geographical and environmental factor, like meteorological factor, like temperature, rainfall, humidity also affect the hospital setup. That is why many hospitals which are usually located in the desert area are usually thick walled as compared to the coastal region. Because if the wall is thick, there will be more cooling effect, because in the night the temperature falls and therefore inside temperature is maintained at the lower level. But in the daytime, if the walls are thick, the less temperature of the outer environment may pass into the hospital building, and that is why the hospital ward will remain cool, especially the places where many hospitals do not provide the air conditioner, like hospital corridor, toilets, etc. So this type of simple way of hospital architect may improve the patient compliance. Then other factors are geographical factors, like existing road and rail communication. The hospitals are usually said to be well connected when they have the good connection with the road and railways. and that is why one tried to locate the hospital in the main road so that it is easily highlighted and one can see the hospital from far edge. It is easy for the hospital to transfer the patient from one place to another, and it is also easier for the patient to identify and get admitted in the hospital. Then it also depends upon surrounding district boundaries, ecology, building height restriction. For example, in Mumbai, where there is trend of vertical rise building, that is multi-storied building as compared to the horizontal spread, whenever the hospital setup is done, there should be planning for good transportation of the patient by lift. There should be proper planning for the evacuation of the patient in the case of disaster, especially when the fire outbreak exists because of short circuit. There should be good space between one hospital building and another hospital building for the fire extinguisher machine to enter. At the same time, the entrance of the hospital should be wide enough so that it allow the entry of two fire brigade vehicle to enter to the hospital at the same time. So these are also important criteria. The other meteorological facilities are trained manpower, water, electricity, sewage disposal is also important factor, because hospital is the place where lot of biodegradable waste products are generated during the patient care, that is during investigation, treatment and indoor hospitalization of the patient. Therefore these biomedical waste are usually contaminated and they may spread the disease. Therefore there should be city plan and proposal for the proper disposal of the waste, proper supply of electricity so that there is no power breakup in the hospital. If the power breakup occur, there should be alternative supply of electricity in the form of UPS, generator. Then there should be good ample supply of water needed for the indoor patient, needed for carrying out the laboratory works, for the housekeeping department, for running the operation theater, along with the trained manpower, which includes the auxiliary midwife, doctors, physiotherapist, lab technician and supportive staff. Now, bed planning. More beds are required because of increased urbanization and high density of the population. This is very much true in the city like Mumbai, where the population is increasing at a very faster rate because of greater urbanization, better healthcare facilities available, better job opportunity available, lot of migratory population coming to Mumbai from India and abroad. And this, if the healthcare facilities are limited, they will not able to cater the healthcare demand of the people. So more and more beds should be available to cope up with these requirements. Indices related to direct or indirect admissions serves as a medium to indicate the operational efficiency of the hospital and healthcare service. So direct admissions means those admissions which are admitted directly from the hospital casualty or the hospital OPD or the hospital emergency department to the hospital ward, to the hospital NICU, to the hospital burn unit, etc. Whereas indirect or admission usually means the patients are referred from outside, who are usually get admitted in the hospital with the reference from the outside hospital. And these outside hospital may be outside district hospital, outside city hospital, outside country, because of the facility of air ambulance. Therefore, indirect admission also plays a very important role in increasing the revenue of the hospital. And if you have more indirect admission, it means that your hospital facilities are very much popular abroad, very much popular outside your cities, and that is why everyone is aware, everyone knows the level of the care, everyone knows the quality of the care you impart. Bed occupancy of about 85% is considered good parameter related to the working efficiency of the hospital. That is why all hospitals try to keep the indoor patient bed always full, so that if bed is full, they will have some sort of earning from the admitted patient. And the figure of 85% shows the good load factor of the patient in a particular hospital. Funding and financing of the hospital and the healthcare budget. Modern hospitals are capital intensive, so it requires proper planning. The proper planning usually tells you how much cost you will require at the beginning of the hospital, in due day-to-day running of the hospital, and in modernizing the hospital and making it superior from the original one. The constant funding of the hospital is also very much necessary, because hospital is a service industry. It is meant to give the constant service, which may be either the medical service, healthcare service, with nursing service, laboratory service, etc. The constant use of service requires the constant use of equipment, constant use of the day-to-day item, constant use of the medicine, constant use of the hospital service. And if they are not properly funded, the service will be affected, and ultimately the patient who will suffer, and it will bring the bad name and fame to the particular hospital. Second is that you cannot predict the same load of the patient every day, and it is seen that the hospitals which are not equipped to deal with the heavy load of the patient during rainy season, during calamities like road traffic accident, bomb blast, or because of the road traffic accident or railway mishap, will reflect the bad planning of the hospital. One has to update the hospital facility according to the paying capacity of the people living in the particular adjoining locality, and that is why the hospital per day bed charge is very high in the suburb of Mumbai like Bandra and Dadar as compared to Vasai and Virar, because per square foot area is usually costlier in this region, which increase the infrastructure cost. Then the funding of the hospital is also required to conduct medical or clinical research, especially when you see a different type of case, not a typical type of case or a typical type of case, where you have performed the surgery which is rare type, not done before, and you want to publicize your healthcare caring attitude worldwide in big seminar conferences, or if you want to know the impact of particular drug on the patient related to drug interaction, drug metabolism, or when you want to share your medical knowledge with the other medical college, other medical university, you require constant funding to do these additional works. Exercise providing financial result under changing assumptions and the evaluation is called sensitive analysis. This is called the sensitive analysis because although it may not be the main requirement of the hospital, for example, the hospital is mainly required to treat the patient, but one can only give the better and better treatment when they analyze the result of the treated patient, when they analyze the result of the pharmaceutical drugs given to a particular disease. So this becomes sensitive because on that basis they will develop the hypothesis which can be used for the better treatment of the patient who are further getting admitted. The cost benefit analysis correlate the economic benefit of the program with the cost involved, means how much the patient got benefit with the amount of money they spend. And most of the patients want the treatment which is cost effective. At the same time, most of the corporate hospital want to extract more and more money from the patient. Cost effective treatment, cost effective analysis explain that monetary benefit of the program is correlated with the end result of the program. And if the patients are treated fast, they will be discharged fast, therefore their total indoor IP stay will reduce, and this type of patient will spend less for their pain and suffering. Cost effective analysis deals with more promising application of health field than the cost benefit analysis. The cost effective analysis is not always possible because it is not expressed in monetary terms, but it is defined or judged by the amount of suffering that is reduced in the patient, amount of pain, agony relieved by the patient. Because patient come to the hospital because they are sick, they are needy, they require the medical attention, and because of the prompt treatment given, if the medical attention become less, because of the prompt treatment given, if the illness, sickness is reduced, pain is reduced, then the patient will be happy, and this become the cost effective analysis, cost counting. It provides basic data on the cost structure of any program. It can be assessed from the financial record. It can be done to achieve the following purpose, like cost control. Like previously, if one used to find that many patients were get admitted in the hospital and were kept in the hospital for unnecessary longer period of time for investigation, nowadays the patient can be worked up before, especially for the elective surgery, and after taking the anesthesia treatment, if they are admitted, they will be discharged within few days. And this is only possible in the surgeries which are planned, like planned LSCS, that is cesarean section, planned knee replacement, planned treatment given for the dislocation of the spine, etc. Planning and allocation of the people and financial resources is also very important, because planning usually avoid the unseen complication and it also makes the treatment cost effective. Pricing of the cost reimbursement of the treatment is also very important. For example, if one knows that he or she is undergoing hip or knee replacement, then they have to bear for the cost of implant. So if the variety of the implant are previously shown to the patient, their mindset is changed, they may select the type of implant beforehand, and accordingly they can keep the money for utilizing that particular type of implant. Then input-output analysis. Input-output analysis is important economic technique for knowing the effectiveness of the healthcare with related to the finance. Input in the hospital usually refers to the number of the patient attending hospital in the OPD, number of the patient getting admitted in the ward, number of the patient getting admitted in the casualty, getting treated in the casualty, admitting in the ICU. And output analysis means the number of the treatment given, the number of the surgery performed, the number of the patient admitted in ICU, the number of the discharge made, the number of the autopsy conducted, etc. So healthcare is a service industry. Whenever there is some input, there will be automatically output, and input output should be correlated so that input and output can be balanced, which can be reflected in the term of economy. For the hospital services, input include the manpower employed, like doctors, staff nurses, paramedic staff, then materials and equipment used for investigation and diagnosis, like CT scan, MRI, ultrasonographic machine, laser spectrometry, whereas output includes number of patients seen in the OPD, number of surgery performed, number of the emergency patient attended in the casualty, etc. Now, system analysis is also essential to find out the cost effectiveness of available alternative treatment. The system in the hospital's supply may be the hospital information system, that is HIS, total community health services, outpatient clinic, or any problems of the management. So system analysis usually are inbuilt system in the of the hospital, which may be the hospital billing, which may be the hospital maintenance of record for the laboratory reagent use. Then system analysis also means the different type of facilities available in the hospital. It may include the accreditation related to quality care given to the hospital, because nowadays the era of medical tourism, many patients are coming from abroad because they are satisfied that many hospitals in the Mumbai can give the treatment at par with the international hospitals like Hinduja Hospital, Bombay Hospital, British Candy Hospital, and they only are assured because of the good hospital information system, which shows the quality accreditation of the hospital and shows that the hospital is ISO certified, NABH accredited, labs are NABL accredited, etc. Then planning, programming and budgeting system, which in short is known as PPBS. PPBS is a system which helps the decision makers to allocate the available resources in most effective way in achieving the program related to the objective. And therefore, the programming, planning, programming and budgeting system usually means the proper planning. Based on the proper planning, schedule of activities is done, that is programming, and based on the proper planning, one can also predict how much one has to spend for each activity, so that if this is done beforehand, especially for an upcoming hospital project, everything will go smooth and the hospital project will get timely completed. And one of the approach to start this is the zero budget approach, where one do not use any money but only use their technical skill, expertise, and do the proper planning, do the proper budgeting and programming, and they come to the total hospital estimate. This is very important in the case of upcoming hospital project, where the hospital promoter should know how much they have to spend for acquiring land, to get NOC for the land, to build the hospital in phases, how much material is required to develop the infrastructure in the hospital, how much budget it will be required to recruit the manpower, to make the hospital aware, to get the clearance from the municipal corporation related to the biomedical waste, related to the electrical supply, related to the water supply, etc. And this approach is known as zero budget approach. Planning, programming and budgeting provide adequate provision for the long-term fund, because in the initial phase, if the proper planning is done, which is mainly the strategic planning, the outcome will be good, because you have not only considered the hospital project in the initial stage, but you have planned amount of budget required till the hospital is complete. Break-even level of income. Break-even level of income is also known as shakedown period. It is the time from the commissioning of the hospital till it settled down into satisfactory functioning entity is known as shakedown period. So shakedown period simply means the time interval or the time consumed from the hospital planning or proposal setup till the hospital building is set up and become functional is known as shakedown period. This shakedown period is an important concept, especially for the private corporate hospital, because the private owners are showing that since the planning, budgeting is very much accurate. They are able to complete their hospital project ahead of their estimated time, and therefore the people can enjoy the healthcare facility at an early level, whereas government organizations like government civil hospital, government medical colleges still are not at par with the corporate hospital. Therefore, their shakedown period are usually high and hospital project usually lag behind their estimated time of completion. The sources for the funding of the hospital may be the contribution from the big industrial house, like the fund given by the big industrialist like Dhirubhai Ambani or Reliance Group or Hero Cycles or Adani Group, or it may be the promoter's contribution from the branding and franchising like Apollo Group of Hospital, Wockhardt Hospital, Max Health Center, etc. For example, if Apollo Chennai is doing very well, it wants to start the branch in the peripheral part of the country like Raipur, it may give the good fund there because of the revenue generated by Apollo Hyderabad or Apollo Chennai, and that is why the Apollo hospital may come up in the peripheral part of the city like Apollo Agra, Apollo Dantewada, etc. Then the other is the operating profit, which I have before told, the hospitals which are set up in the big metros making good money can give fund for the hospital coming up in the smaller cities. They can also take long-term loan from World Bank, nationalized bank like State Bank of India, Industrial Development Corporation Bank, which can give loan at very subsidized rate for running this institution for the social cause. Then the leasing companies like government public sector undertaking may also promote the healthcare by giving the donation. For example, telemedicine department of Sankar Netralay Chennai, which is the premier ophthalmic institute, is donated by ISRO, that is Indian Space Research Organization. Similarly, many hospitals, nursing home or operation theatres are also funded by the or gifted to the hospital by the big public sector undertaking, like BARC hospital is a gift given to BARC employee, which is under the administrative control of President of India. So there will be no difficulty in acquisition of the fund and mobilization of the fund. Similarly, many times you will see the State Bank of India giving ambulance service to bigger hospitals like Hinduja Hospital, because they also want to do or shed off the income for the social cause, for the good cause in the humanity. These funds are usually given to meet the current expenses, that is day-to-day expenses, as well as the expenses which occur at the recurrent interval, like payment of staff salaries like doctor, lab technician, paramedical staff, supportive staff, suppliers of the items like suppliers of the drug, bed linen, equipment in the hospital. Then it also requires the constant funding for the civil work in the hospital, constant funding for the proper hospital oxygen supply, etc. That is why the hospital is considered capital intensive business, where constant mobilization of the fund is very important. Then funding and financing of the hospital also has an important aspect, that is branding and franchising the hospital. Disinvestment of the non-performing asset is also very important concept in the healthcare. Nowadays, many hospitals which are not able to perform well are made to perform well by selling the brand name to the non-performing hospital like Raheja Hospital in Mumbai was not doing well. So it was taken by the Fortis Group and now it is known as Fortis Raheja Hospital. So people have changed their mindset that if the name Fortis comes to the Raheja Group, it means that their care will be at par with the Fortis Group and therefore it will have the more patient supply. That is why Hinduja Hospital, which was initially located in Dadar West, has also started its branch in Khar, known as Hinduja Khar Hospital. Similarly, Wokard Hospital, which was initially located at Mulund, was taken over by the Fortis Group and known as Fortis Mulund Hospital, also exists in the Mumbai Central, Vashi region of Mumbai, and also nowadays taken the Umrao Hospital of Mira Road and it is known as Wokard Hospital. So branding and franchising is also important concept for generation of the fund, because renaming of the hospital by the brand name, by the name owners of name created in the hospital business, will also increase the revenue of the hospital. Allocation of the fund for the conflicting demand, careful planning, indigenity as optimum utilization, accelerate the hospital project, and sub-optimum may some optimum mobilization of the fund may stop the hospital project at any stage.